Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Francavilla Show. I'm your host, Dr. Carolyn Francavilla, board-certified family physician and diplomate of the American Board of Obesity Medicine. I've been helping patients lose weight to treat and prevent medical problems for the last 10 years, and I'm taking what I've learned from them to you. In this podcast, you will learn the science behind why you struggle with your weight and what to do about it, tips for common challenges, work to fight bias about what a healthy weight really is, and improve your relationship with food and your body. Please remember that while I'm a doctor, I'm not your doctor. This podcast is meant to be informational in nature only, not medical advice. Please seek out care from your physician for your specific needs. Okay, let's get started. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dr. Francavilla Show. Today, we are going to be talking about breakfast. I often say that I am team breakfast. I am a believer that breakfast is often the most important meal of the day, although the evidence is a little weak on proving that. Today, we are going to talk about five reasons you might want to think about eating breakfast, and then I'm going to give you five breakfast ideas at the end if you are not currently eating breakfast. So whether you are also on team breakfast or whether you struggle with breakfast like a lot of my patients do, this episode is one for you to check out. Before we dive into that, I'm just going to remind you that you can sign up for our newsletter at thedrfrancavillashow.com, and that will give you our little weekly reminder to check out our weekly episode so you can see what it was about, see if it's something that you want to check out or get the highlights for that week, and make sure you don't miss anything that I have coming out because I have some exciting stuff that is happening this year, and you're not going to want to miss out on finding out about those things. Okay, but let's talk about why I am team breakfast and maybe a little bit of data behind why you might want to join team breakfast as well. So I have talked many times on the podcast about the National Weight Control Registry, which is a database of tens of thousands of patients who have self-reported information about how they have successfully lost weight. And so to be in this group of people, you have to have lost at least 30 pounds and have kept it off for a year. And so they look at trends. What did these people do that allowed them to be successful? And these are like mostly people who are doing lifestyle, right? This isn't surgery. This isn't medication. So these things complement surgery and medication most likely. But this is what people who were successful with lifestyle, with diet, exercise, and behavior, why were they successful? So I have a whole podcast episode with that. And that's in one of the first 10 episodes. And then I did a podcast with Becky Andrick where we talk about weight maintenance. And this is one of the number one reasons why I am team breakfast, because the data from that group of people shows that the majority of the people who have lost weight and kept it off are eating breakfast every day. 78% of the people who have lost the 30 pounds or more and kept it off are eating breakfast every day. So that's pretty compelling data that that's a trend. People who maintain weight tend to eat breakfast more often than that. And then only 4% of those people never eat breakfast. So I knew this data when I started taking care of people's weight. And I very quickly discovered that many, many, many of the people coming to see me did not eat breakfast ever. And so that fit with what I knew, right? Well, people who are successful with losing weight eat breakfast. And what I'm seeing is the average person coming to talk with me about weight loss does not eat breakfast. Or if they do eat breakfast, it's like a sugary drink and that's it. And so that is something that I saw clinically and that I've often worked with my patients to change. And look, I'm not going to tell you that eating breakfast is going to solve all of your metabolic issues or make you lose 50 pounds, make you lose 30 pounds. That's unlikely that making that change. But I think as you listen to this episode, you'll hear some of the reasons why it might make it easier for everything to come together if you do eat breakfast. It's important to realize 4% of people were successful at losing weight and keeping it off without eating breakfast. So if you are doing a great job with where your weight is at, with your hunger, with metabolic health, and you don't eat breakfast, carry on. This podcast is not for you. But this episode, you should listen to the other podcast. But If you are frustrated with your lack of success, with controlling your appetite, with weight loss, and you don't eat breakfast, maybe by the end of today, you'll decide that breakfast is a habit that you want to try. Okay, so that first piece of information, people who have lost weight and kept it off, there is a trend that majority of them are eating breakfast every day. And so maybe you want to join that trend. Okay, reason number two to consider eating breakfast or eating breakfast regularly is that there's some data that it decreases the risk of metabolic disease. And so when I say metabolic disease, I'm talking about heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, cardiovascular death, and having elevated LDL cholesterol. And so this is from sort of an observational study. They pulled 14 different studies together looking at breakfast eaters in the data and found that these trends that people who eat breakfast tend to have better metabolic health and less risks. So if you are a regular listener of the podcast, you probably know that the whole reason I like to help people lose weight and the reason I'm an obesity specialist is to help people live longer and live better. And one of the reasons that obesity or extra weight can impact people's health is this metabolic burden on your health. So the increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, gout, fatty liver disease, all these things that go along with obesity are really the reasons why we like to treat obesity, because most of those things get better with weight loss. And so when we look at what our goals are, my first goal is to always help people live longer and live better. If that means that you've only lost 5 pounds, but your blood work looks amazing and you feel great, great. That may be all you need to lose, right? And so what we see from that group of data is that this is separate from weight, right? It doesn't say, did these people lose weight, gain weight? Are they a normal weight? But it shows again, this trend that people who eat breakfast have obesity less often and have a lot of the metabolic diseases that go along with obesity less often. So again, do we want to join that group of people that seem to have health benefits from eating breakfast on a regular basis? Sounds like even if our weight doesn't change at all, it might improve our health to eat breakfast. All right. Reason number three why I recommend breakfast, and there's some data to support this, is that having breakfast can control hunger. And this is the thing I see clinically. This is why I tend to recommend breakfast for most of my patients, especially if they are struggling with hunger throughout the day. So what I will see for many of my patients is when I get a nutrition history, they don't eat breakfast, or maybe they have a sugary coffee or plain coffee. And then they sometimes will have a snack in the morning, but a lot of times they're not really eating until lunchtime, and they eat a pretty normal lunch. And then the afternoon seems to sort of fall apart for them. They get very hungry before the end of their workday. They eat lots of snacks, or they get home from work and before dinner, they eat a lot of snacks. They eat dinner. Sometimes they feel like they are not able to eat a healthy portion of dinner. And then a lot of times they're hungry after dinner. So they didn't eat for the first half of the day. And then in the second half of the day, they eat a large amount of calories and more than they would like to, more than they would intend to, and they feel more out of control with their eating. And so what seems to happen for a lot of people is that not eating breakfast triggers more hunger later in the day. Again, if that's not been your experience, then this does not make sense for you to change. But if you are someone who struggles with snacking in the afternoon, snacking before dinner, snacking after dinner, feels like you're really struggle with a normal dinner size portion, it might be because you're not eating enough earlier in the day. And so you may be better off eating a healthy, balanced breakfast, a healthy, balanced lunch. Maybe you need a balanced, planned snack in the afternoon and then a healthy dinner and see how you feel, right? See if that works better for you. See if you're able to eat more balanced. See if you're able to stick with a calorie goal if you're doing a calorie goal. And just see how your hunger and appetite feel with that change of eating a balanced breakfast in the morning. And again, there is some data that shows people have less hunger, less cravings if they get that breakfast in. So I see that all the time clinically. It's a tweak we make nutritionally a lot in our clinic for people, and it tends to help. And some people struggle with breakfast. They're just not hungry in the morning. And at the end, I'm going to give you 5 breakfast ideas to consider and tell you which one most of my patients pick. Okay, Another reason you might consider having breakfast is that it gives you energy. In case you forgot, calories just mean energy. So calories are just energy. Sometimes we think about calories as like a bad thing, but we all need calories. It just means energy. And so when we are having that breakfast in the morning, we're giving our body some glucose, we're giving our body some fat, some protein, we're giving it calories, and we are giving it energy and fuel for the day. So a lot of people do feel like they concentrate better and have a better work day or a better life day when they eat their breakfast. And so that may be something if you feel like you bonk at work, you feel like you struggle with concentration, you feel like you need a ton of coffee all day, maybe you just actually need some food, some nutrition, some calories early in the day. And so you'll have likely less hunger throughout the day and maybe better energy if you eat breakfast. Again, if you've already tried this and you know it doesn't work for you, then, you know, then feel free to be the 4% of people that are successful without eating breakfast. But if you're not a regular breakfast eater and you struggle with energy throughout the day and you struggle with hunger throughout the day and you're struggling with metabolic health or weight, maybe breakfast is something that would help you. All right. And then tip number five, or reason, I guess, number five, why you might consider breakfast is that it helps set the tone for the day. There's like this whole thing about how you should always make your bed, right? I think there's a book on this, and it's like, it sets the tone. You've accomplished something, going in the right direction. And I think breakfast can have the same effect for people. I find that it's incredibly rare when I do a nutrition history that I identify breakfast is the problem for one of my patients, right? Most people don't overeat breakfast. It's not a meal where people tend to eat way too much food or keep going back for seconds or feel really out of control. There's certainly in the American diet, lots of less healthy, very high glycemic, high carbohydrate breakfasts that we eat, like pastries and Pop-Tarts and most of our cereals. So it's possible to not eat a balanced breakfast, but if you are eating a balanced breakfast, which we'll talk about some easy options for that, it really can set a nice tone for the day of being intentional about your nutrition, getting a balanced meal on board. And again, most people in my experience, just that's not the meal where they struggle with eating out of control. So you might as well get some balanced nutrition in early in the day where it might be easier. Most people struggle more with dinner and with snacks. The one time, you know, when people maybe struggle with breakfast is special occasions, when you're on vacation or when you're going out maybe for brunch or a nice breakfast on the weekends, and we tend to eat a lot of really sugary foods or really high calorie foods. And so when you're having the fancy breakfast, just moderation, have those balanced meals, focus on protein and veggies if you can get them in for breakfast, moderate portion size when you're doing the sweet, delicious things like pancakes, which are one of my favorite foods, it turns out. So moderation when you do have those. But again, it's pretty rare that people are like eating a fancy breakfast 7 days a week. Most of us are just too busy. We have other things to do with our day. And so getting in a quick, healthy breakfast is a great way to just set the tone for your day. So they have done some studies, some randomized controlled trials to say, if we give this group of people breakfast and we give this group of people no breakfast, what happens? And most of those studies actually show that the breakfast eaters gained weight. But that's because this eating breakfast is not probably, it's not the same as taking a pill or something, right? So it may not actually be the best thing for a randomized control study where we say like this group of people do this and this group of people do this, because breakfast is more subtle in its interaction, right? It's doing things like helping you set the tone for your day. It's affecting your hunger and your energy throughout the day, maybe affecting your metabolic health. And again, we have good trends that people who've lost weight and kept it off are eating breakfast, even if the randomized control studies where they tell people and make people eat breakfast and have another group of people not eat breakfast don't prove that. And that's probably because in those randomized control study, we're just adding extra calories if we're like, you have to eat breakfast plus keep doing what you're doing, right? So eating breakfast needs to be part of a larger, more intentional plan where you're also now having an intentional lunch and an intentional dinner and intentional snacks and as part of a balanced eating. So simply eating breakfast is probably not going to solve metabolic health or change your weight, but if you have been struggling with hunger throughout the day, with energy throughout the day, if you never eat breakfast and you're struggling with every nutrition plan you're on, breakfast very well may be an important part of your overall plan. Breakfast alone is not going to solve this problem, but it works well with meds. It works well with exercise. It works well with an overall balanced diet. And so again, if you're doing, you feel like everything else right, but you're struggling with breakfast, might be time to add that balanced breakfast in. Okay, so what are some easy breakfast ideas if you're not a breakfast eater? The number one breakfast food that most of my patients who are not big fans of breakfast end up deciding to eat is a protein shake. Most of my patients struggle to reach their protein goal. And so getting a protein shake in early in the day allows them to get like 20 or 30 grams of protein. They already are on the right tone of the day in terms of protein. Protein keeps them full. It keeps their blood sugar stable. And it's really easy. So even someone who doesn't have time in the morning or someone who just really isn't that hungry and maybe they don't want to eat a lot of solid food in the morning, a protein shake works really well. So that's what a lot of my non-breakfast eaters choose. Is a protein shake. Other great options we discuss with patients are eggs. Some people can't eat eggs. Some people won't eat eggs. Some people get sick of eggs, but eggs have protein. They have fat. If you do a little bit of fruit or a small piece of whole grain toast with it, that can be a really balanced, fairly easy breakfast that's really satisfying for many people and helps them easily get to lunch without feeling hungry. Another option, if you have a little more time to meal prep, is to make maybe some homemade muffins. These are popular in my house, and we use either almond flour instead of flour or protein powder instead of flour so that we have more protein, more fat, and less of that glycemic index that spikes our blood sugar. And these sorts of things have gotten popular. So there are pre-made high protein pastries that you can find all over the place. Some of them are pancakes and waffles, but maybe like a protein muffin, protein waffle, or some sort of protein-based pastry, maybe an easy breakfast for you as well. Greek yogurt is another really popular one. Some of my patients like to add a little bit of granola or add a little bit of fruit to this, but Greek yogurt's got plenty of protein. Depending on which type you get, it may have a little bit of fat. And if you get plain and just add your own fruit to it, you can really control the amount of sugar in it. If not, then get a low sugar option so you're not spiking your blood sugar super early in the morning, and make sure it's a true Greek yogurt that has a lot of protein in it and not just a plain yogurt, which probably is not going to get you that protein in the morning. So those options are all on the more protein side. But my fifth option for breakfast is one that works for a lot of people. It's a classic, and that is oatmeal. A lot of my patients do find that oatmeal works well for them, that they feel really full and satisfied. And so they may not be getting as much protein there, but they are getting plenty of fiber, which is also very important. And if it's filling and satisfying and gets them to lunch, then it may be just fine for them. You can add a little bit of protein powder. Some people call that Roats, by adding just a little bit of your favorite protein powder, and that will give it some flavor. You can make oatmeal as overnight oats. And again, you can add some protein powder to that to give it some more protein. You could add a little nuts or peanut butter or almond butter if you want to get a little more protein, a little more balance to that oatmeal as a meal. But that may be another great easy breakfast option. And if protein feels a little too heavy for you in the morning, you're not used to that, or again, oatmeal is filling and satisfying, that is another popular breakfast item for our patients. All right. Well, thanks for listening today. We talked about breakfast. And again, I don't think breakfast is going to solve all your problems, but I have found clinically in my more than 10 years of helping people lose weight and improve metabolic health with food that eating breakfast is a key to success for probably 90% of my patients. So you may be the 10% who fasting in the morning works for, who breakfast does not work for. But if you have not been reaching success with what you're doing right now, maybe try switching it up, give breakfast a try for a while and see how you feel. Is your energy better? Is your appetite better? Do you feel more full throughout the day? Is it easier to eat smaller portions? Do you snack and eat less control? So your homework today is to experiment with breakfast. Maybe you tweak what you're eating, eat a higher protein breakfast. Maybe you experiment with eating breakfast if you haven't been eating it. And it's important to check in with how you feel whenever you make a nutrition plan. Are you reaching your goal? And that's not always a scale goal, right? Do you feel more full and satisfied through the day? Is it easier to be intentional about food throughout the day because you've had breakfast? So if you want to join Team Breakfast, we'd love to have you. And until next week, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Francavilla Show, where we learn about all things related to weight and health. If you love this podcast, make sure to leave those 5-star reviews and share this podcast with a friend or loved one. If you have a topic about weight and health you want me to tackle, head over to the website, thedrfrankavillashow.com, to submit your question. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss next week's episode. Take care.